I was just thinking when, you know, when Peter was saying about beginning of the faith convention, you know, the Bible says that the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth. Not man's idea of the truth, but the truth that actually sets us free. From where? And Paul wrote to the Philippian church, and I really believe that this is, you know, God just wants to prepare you tonight. And when he wrote to the Philippian church, he says, there are two things that you've learned to do. You've learned to give. Who knows it's a joy to give? This isn't it. For he also says, he says, you've learned to receive. And we've got to learn to receive. Say that again. We've got to learn. Paul says that you learn to give and to receive.
Yeah.
I think that for a lot of us, it's easier to give than to receive. And you know, you might have been to many meetings and not received much. And you think, you're my life, hang on. What's happening, Lord? God wants you to know tonight, or Peter brings the word. He wants to prepare you. God's not holding anything back from you. In fact, quite the opposite. He's actually trying to get things to you.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't holding anything back. He isn't holding healing back. He isn't holding prosperity back. He isn't holding anything back from you. He actually wants to get it to you. You know, Paul wrote to the church about learning. We need to learn to receive. A lot of us, we give easily, there's no problem. Give our time, give our money, whatever. We give, we see somebody in need, whatever it might be, we're there as well. But that is true for most of us in this place. Quite easy. You know, we need to learn to receive. As Peter brings the word tonight, God just wants to say to you tonight, just, well, what do I do? Tell you what you do. You receive. That's all you do. Just well, is it the end? Just as simple as that. Just receive. Receive the word tonight. Just receive. Just say, Lord, I don't care how I feel. I don't care what people say. I don't care. This is how you learn to receive. You've got to learn to receive. As you sat in this meeting tonight, whatever your need is, Jesus is the one that not can, but will meet that need.
Amen.
Not just can meet it, not got the ability. Most Christians believe that God can, but they don't know if you will not. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, I don't know, but we do know. God ain't holding nothing back. He's holding nothing back. Nothing back.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Mind is not seen, my ear is here. What is it for folks to preach in this place? Is it rest of that verse, our minds and ears, no? Or is it that? Mind is not seen, the ear is here, but
not presented the heart.
Sometimes
the things that God has prepared for those that love him.
There you go. God has prepared. God has prepared. That God has prepared.
Yes.
God has prepared something for you. Are you ready to receive it? Of a quietness. Are you prepared to receive it?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you prepared to receive it?
Amen.
Are you prepared to receive it? Pete's going to bring a light. I know, Pete, you're going to bring a word and it's going to come forth. It's going to come forth. Are you prepared to say, listen, here's the deal. If there's only one person's place it's going to receive you, looking at it, that's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to do. Are you prepared to receive? The place has gone out for everyone. Are you prepared to receive? And say, I tonight, in this place, I'm going to receive what I need from the Almighty, because I believe he's in me. That's what God wants to say tonight. Just don't listen. Receive. As the word comes forth, receive it. So I'm having that word. Jesus is saying, that word is for me, and I have it in Jesus' name. That's my word. I hold on to that word. That's my word as I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.